Hello, and welcome to Working Together with Kelly Elkins. I'm your host, Kelly Elkins, your Chief Operating Officer for Maine Health. In this new podcast series, I will be joined each episode by guests who are participating on teams focused on how we can further support and enhance how we work together across Maine Health so that we can achieve our vision of working together so our communities are the healthiest in America. In particular, we will highlight work we are doing in further development of our operating model for Maine Health and how we are creating structure and processes that make it easier for you to do your work. Today's episode is titled Legal Affairs 101. In healthcare, it's not uncommon to hear the phrase, "We'll need to check with legal on that." As most are aware, healthcare is not only a heavily regulated industry, but due to the nature of our work, can also be an area of known and unknown risk and challenges. Healthcare law is essential for ensuring the quality and safety of medical care while protecting the rights and interests of all parties involved in the healthcare system. As the industry continues to evolve, laws play a crucial role in addressing emerging challenges and trends. In today's episode, we're going to do a quick course in Legal Affairs 101 to help everyone better understand the scope and role of legal services at Maine Health and the work our legal team does every day to help our organization navigate complex regulations, provide guidance on compliance, and advocate for patient rights. To join me in the conversation today is my guest, Beth Kelsch, General Counsel for Maine Health. Welcome to the podcast, Beth.
Thank you, Kelly, and thank you for giving me a chance to talk a little bit about what we do in legal.
Absolutely. So, Beth, as we begin, could you start maybe with a broad view of what are the components of healthcare law?
Sure. You know, I sort of think of healthcare law in three big buckets, each one kind of having a lot of parts to it. But the first bucket we think about is all the laws around our relationship as an organization with our patients. Mm-hmm. And so the kinds of things that might fall in there are things about, you know, patient privacy. Right. So what are the rules around who can have access to patient information? Second, kind of our duty to provide care, legal duties to provide care to patients. So, you know, a lot of people are familiar with is EMTALA, right? So people show up at the emergency room, we've got a legal duty to take care of them. And what does that look like? But, you know, there are also laws around things like patient abandonment, when it's okay and under what circumstances to discharge somebody from the hospital. And so we have attorneys who know about all of those things. And then, you know, within the relationship with the patient also, who can make decisions, right? Mm-hmm. What information does the patient need to make their own decision? If the patient's not able, who can make a decision on their behalf? So there's a whole piece of health law that's around relationship with the patient. Mm-hmm. There's a second bucket that has to do with rules made by the folks who pay us, and particularly the government, right? So to be an organization that participates in Medicare, participates in Medicaid, there are a lot of regulations and laws around what you have to do to be qualified to participate. And you know, a big one that's a sort of a technical area of law is Medicare and Medicaid have rules that called the fraud and abuse laws. And they talk about what kind of financial relationships are we allowed to have with the people that refer patients to us. And so those are pretty technical rules. And we've got healthcare lawyers in our department who really know those. And then a third bucket, unfortunately, is occasionally things do not go as we wish they would have in our providing care to a patient. And so there's a piece of health law, which is responding if a patient has complained, if a patient has complained to a licensing board or worst case to a court about the experience they had that didn't go as they or we had hoped.
And so health law, as you mentioned, I think the buckets you provided, that's very helpful in terms of kind of understanding, right, maybe the lanes of work. But we are also a business, right? So, you know, the regular laws that maybe apply in the business sector, how does that impact healthcare?
Yeah, absolutely. So you're exactly right. We're a large organization, lots of employees, lots of sites. And so the laws, the types of laws you need to pay attention to just as a business also affect us. And part of what we cover in legal affairs is having attorneys who know all of those sorts of things. So, you know, if you think about all of the locations that we own or lease where we provide our patient care, you've got to have agreements to buy and sell those locations, lease those locations. So there's real estate law around all that. We have regular business contracts to, you know, supply all the regular things that a business needs. So taking care of our buildings, taking care of our parking lots, all of those sorts of things, buying the supplies that we need. You know, we have over 20,000 employees. And so, you know, you have to, as an employer, make sure that you're paying attention to all the laws around how you interact with your employees. So we have attorneys in the department who specialize in that. We've got the Maine Health Institute for Research, right? That's a specialized. It's not something that all businesses have, but we've got employees who are experts in the laws around research. And so you're right. We do health law, but we also have to pay attention to all the rest of the laws that businesses have to pay attention to.
So you, thank you for that. And you mentioned in that, right, where we have folks on the legal affairs team that are expert in some of those different areas. But when you think about the kind of the scope or as you would describe the your division for Maine Health, talk about the scope of services. Does your team take care of everything for us internally? Do you have like 200 attorneys working in legal affairs? So maybe talk to us just a little bit about your team and roles and function scope.
Sure. Yeah, I sure wish we had 200 attorneys because there's, you know, there are a lot of legal questions generated by the work we do. But no, we're you know, we're sort of the size of a small law firm. We've got 13 attorneys in our department, and we have four non-attorneys who are our support team. So those are legal assistants and an executive assistant. We cover as much as we can in-house because we see that as the most affordable way to do it for the organization. And so the kind of routine questions that come up across the board, both general business law, employment law, real estate, healthcare, we try to cover those as best we can. But we do have relationships with outside law firms where if a question for whatever reason is one that you need somebody more specialized or it's something that doesn't come up all that often or it's a specialty we don't cover, we're able to utilize outside counsel to help support what we do in-house.
Yeah. And so are there any other major differences between what we would consider in-house counsel and the role of in-house counsel versus those outside firms that you referenced?
Yeah, I think so. I mean, everybody who works in the legal affairs department is a member of the care team.
Yeah.
Right. So we're all here part of the care team, just like everyone else in the organization. We only work for Maine Health and it's, you know, all of the local health systems that are part of Maine Health. You know, we're here for the mission, we're here for the vision, and we see ourselves as part of the team. And I think one of the things that distinguishes us then is we really try to understand the goals of the organization, the goals of the people we're working with, the business that we're working within, so that we can help be not only identify the laws and how they apply, but also try to be part of the discussions about how to be successful in whatever it is that our customer is trying to accomplish.
Yeah. That's great. I want to ask maybe a little personal question of you, right? General counsel for Maine Health. I know you've been with Maine Health through a lot of your career and in this legal affairs division, but how did you get into health law?
Yeah, so to be totally honest, I sort of stumbled into it. I was looking for a change from a type of law I was practicing before. I was able to get connected into Maine Health now about 18 years ago. And just really, it really took for me. And I think what I just mentioned a moment ago about the opportunity to participate in the kind of the holistic discussions about how to accomplish the mission and vision of the organization is what's really rewarding about working at Maine Health and working in an in-house department. And so I found that I've stayed all these 18 years.
Well, we're very grateful that you have. So kind of back to your team. So, you know, as you think about you talked a little bit about role and scope of your team, in-house versus outside counsel. Who can contact your team for assistance, or better yet, when should individuals contact your team for assistance?
Yeah, it's a great question. Ordinarily, we're usually working with leaders in the organization, because those tend to be the folks who are, they're considering the lease partnerships, they're considering the contract partnerships, they're helping guide the folks in their own areas about what to do on a decision. So usually we're working with leaders, and you know, the sort of when should they contact us? I think the main message is if you're a leader who is thinking about doing a deal with somebody else, please contact us early. We like to be involved early because we want things to be successful, right? We want the business objectives and the care objectives of the organizations to succeed. We like to be in the solution phase with people. And if we know about something that's going on early, we've got a better chance of helping figure out how to thread whatever legal challenges there might be.
Yeah. I think that's a good point, right? Because, you know, in the opening I talked about, you know, it's not uncommon, right, in healthcare, I think, to hear the phrase like, oh, we'll have to check with legal on that. But if we're checking with legal maybe late in the game, legal affairs sometimes might get the rap that legal is holding things up. And that's not really the case, right? It's more of it's appropriate. We need to do that diligence. But the earlier you're engaged, the quicker and more nimble we can be, right, in terms of timelines as we move things forward.
Absolutely. The reality is there's more than one way to accomplish whatever it is that somebody's trying to accomplish. And if a lot of decisions have been made before we get brought into the discussion, sometimes it just creates more work to try to figure out to work around. If we can get in earlier, we have an opportunity to say there were two ways to do this. And if you head in this direction, it's probably going to encounter less barriers and be more successful. So, and we like that work.
Yeah.
So something we enjoy.
Yeah.
You know, other times that somebody might want to reach out to legal and particularly again with leaders, I mentioned before the Medicare fraud and abuse stuff. Anytime somebody is thinking about getting into a deal with somebody who refers us business, it's good to connect out to legal because the rules in that area are super technical.
Yeah.
And it's something that we can help structure things early so that it doesn't become an unforeseen problem later on.
Right. No, and because that's really important because even sometimes with best of intention, we then create major risk for the organization. And sometimes that risk is financial penalties, but sometimes has legal ramifications. And so your team really can help keep us out of those spaces as reasonably as possible.
Yeah. One of the things about that area is that things that are completely allowed and even commonplace in other industries are not allowed in healthcare if you participate in Medicare, right? So I think about stuff like buy one, get one kinds of opportunities or free services if you buy something else. Medicare is pretty strict about our ability to do that with healthcare services. And so, as you said, somebody with good intentions saying, hey, this is just what businesses do, might get tripped up just because of the ways in which some of these laws are not real intuitive.
Right. So, Beth, when you think about the work of your team, what is your team's top priorities?
Yeah, I mean, we're part of the care team and we are part of Maine Health and our priorities are Maine Health's priorities.
Yeah.
And so first and foremost, we're attending to the things that are on the balance scorecard.
Yeah.
And so if folks are coming to us or with initiatives or problems they need to solve or things they're trying to figure out how to do, and they say, hey, this is advancing something that's in our strategic plan, those are going to be our highest priorities, just like they're the organization's highest priorities. Beyond that, though, you know, we're a support department for the organization. And so we have to always keep an eye on customer service.
Yeah.
there is more demand for what we do than we have folks who are able to provide the service. And so we can get backlogged if we're not careful.
Yeah.
And so it's always one of our priorities, what I think of as kind of a continuous performance improvement priority, to say, how can we deliver the highest value and best legal services to the organization with the resources we have? So we are thinking about some things that might be different ways of intaking mm-hmm. New matters. We're trying to figure out the ways, we're always trying to figure out the ways where we could get more value by doing an education session for people than by answering, you know, multiple phone calls with callers with a similar question, maybe FAQs. So it's always a priority. And those who interact with our department over time may see us trying to put new offerings out in these areas to try to get more bang for our buck.
If there's, you know, is there something common that people often come to the legal affairs team for, that there is kind of an easy button or an easy reroute that might be helpful for people to know up front to even avoid them having to necessarily get connected with one of your team members?
Yeah, one of the things we get a chance to participate in sometimes is helping folks develop clear policies that should be able to address many of the questions that especially frontline care team members may have day to day. And so, you know, one opportunity that people have is to, first of all, talk to their leaders where they have a question, or their supervisors. And sometimes their supervisor may be able to direct them to a policy that answers their question. And sometimes when people reach out to our department, that's the first place we may direct their attention to say, we think there's probably a thorough answer to your question available in this policy, and you might find it helpful.
Oh, great. Beth, I want to thank you for joining me on this episode of the Working Together podcast. I think it's really important for our care team to understand the role and function of legal affairs. It really is. It's a small but mighty team that really ensures that protection, not just for our patients, our care team, but also as a business entity, right? Our relationships, and really just protecting us overall to make sure we're doing things the right way and minimizing any risk to our organization. So just critically important work, and really appreciate you taking time to give us a little bit of education about what the team does.
Well, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity to do it.
Awesome. I hope that you found this episode informative and provides a deeper insight into one of our major areas of focus as we continue to enhance how we work together as MaineHealth to achieve our vision of working together so that our communities are the healthiest in America. Thank you, and have a great day.